Hello, and thanks for joining us on the New Life Show with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Tal Mandelbaum Ben Moshe. Hello. Our topic today is how to become more efficient. Everyone wants to be efficient, but when we look at ourselves at the end of the day, we see that much of our time was spent inefficiently. So this is what we'd like to talk about today. Be with us. Tal, please. Yeah, I think that most of us feel that time is a very precious and important resource, and we'd like to use it in the best possible way. On the other hand, we're living in a culture of Facebook, WhatsApp, plenty of other disturbances, and it's not that simple to use our time correctly and be as efficient as we'd like to be. So I'd like to ask, why does it happen? Why sometimes we have a feeling that we can't really control time no matter how much we plan things? We're very much influenced by the environment. When we go on vacation, are we in the same race? No, but we didn't set precise goals that, right? The thing is that we're influenced by the environment, that we have to use time, we have to defeat time, we have to be in control. And this is our problem, that a person sets certain goals, and this is in correspondence with the Western culture. And so he goes to the university and he studies and he runs to work into different places. These want to become rich, those want to become great in science and this and that, everyone in their own direction. And there are many methods of how to become more efficient. Sometimes this is what a person does with all of his free time. He learns how to become more efficient. What for? In order to attain what you just said, to achieve the goals that society marked. What for? In order to achieve what society demands me to. Yeah. Why become a slave to society? I know that there are people that are really anxious that they might not succeed. Right, you're a psychologist, and I understand you. This is the kind of people that you meet sometimes. But why do I have to run after what society runs? The goals aren't always what society set. Sometimes I set my own personal goals, and I look back, and I see how much time I wasted, and how I was all over the place. Half a day I was doing this, half a day I was doing that. Meaning, even though that I'm the one that's seemingly running the process, and I'm saying, Owen, get a grip on yourself. If you want to get something out of this day, you have to be efficient in this way, and you go to sleep, you look back, and I was such a scatterbrain. And this is how it's going to be at the end of life, too. This is the big question. No question about it. This is how it's going to be for sure. This is why we want to learn from you how to be efficient. First of all, don't follow the majority. Don't accept from society, from mankind, their purpose in life, their goal, meaning neither money, nor power, not even culture and education, none of these earthly developments that society sets before different people as the goal and as a symbol of success. Don't take it just so, a priori, that as if this is what I need, meaning that from the beginning, I have to choose the direction that I'm going to develop in from those directions set by society. No. Because by this, I go and carry out their desire, one of their desires. Well, also according to my own nature, whether it's towards science or culture or different other things. I don't want to be society's yes man. What then? Mm-hmm. What then? I want to realize myself in something that I don't want to end my life like everyone else does. and how to be efficient in that. So first of all, I have to know what's worthwhile living for. And is it worthwhile living in order to sit on a mountaintop and contemplate life and the skies and the wind, the stars, infinity? Then maybe that is the best thing, and I can already realize it now. If I take the same direction as all of mankind does, I'll never reach that. Even on my vacation, I go to the same places looking at others. How's their vacation? What are they doing? Like a seal of approval. And all the time, it's really terrible. I remember how at school and everything, I remember how at school I had to read all the books in the library, everything, including everything there, until I started thinking, what do I have as a result of reading all of this? Meaning, this question, I'm not saying that you needn't, but the question of what do I do with my life, it has to come first, before I begin doing everything. This is what we have to teach our children, before they become adults. That from this point and on, they themselves can realize themselves in whatever direction they choose, but they should know that there are different directions in which a person can develop, and not only industry or the culture that I was presented with and so on. Were it not for all the pressure, wouldn't we get people like you're describing that only want to sit and contemplate life? No, this isn't what my question's about. Maybe so. I'm not talking about the decision itself. I'm saying that the final action is in the initial thought, meaning that first of all, we have to understand the meaning, the goal of life. What are we living for? What is there about our life? What were we created for? What did nature create us for? And if so, what do we have to realize? It's very true, because many times we feel that we're in a race and we're not even stopping to ask, is this really what we want? But the race is leading us automatically. So first of all, to stop and ask myself, what's important for me and where am I running to? Yeah? Okay, so after I set several goals for myself in life, how do I use my time correctly? Therefore, I think that there should be an organization, like ours, suppose, Bnei Baruch Kabbalah Education and Research Institute, that give different workshops and courses, or people can even come on their vacation, suppose, if we do it in some nice place, in nature or some other place, and people come and live for a few weeks and fill themselves with knowledge, goals that exist in the world besides the race that exists outside of us. Meaning organizing an environment, yeah, this is how it's supposed to be, that either we do it this way or through the media lines to the entire world, or like people go on vacation, they can come to us for vacation and stay with us. And half the day, suppose, they investigate what is the meaning of life, what are they living for, and so on. You said, first of all, don't follow the masses automatically. First of all, choose your own goal. So, suppose a person chose a goal for himself, and he wants to start advancing toward it. It's possible that he'll start advancing toward that goal efficiently, and he could do it very inefficiently. He can be scattered all over the place, waste time, resources, and so on. What's the main thing that I can do in order to become efficient? Let's put it this way. If you look at your life, do you feel that you're efficient, that you're correctly using your time, and assuming that you say that you are, can you give me the main principle according to which I can know that I'm in the right direction toward becoming efficient, something that deflects me from the course of being scattered all over and puts me on the right track of being efficient? Of course, after I already set my goal. To ask, what am I living for? I asked myself, I defined it, I have a goal that I chose personally. Now, regarding this, I can either advance efficiently or waste my time. So you have to scrutinize. What are the means that you need in order to attain the goal? Okay, so I have to determine what the goal is. I have to determine the means. Suppose I did that too. What promises me now that I will use all this correctly, efficiently? You also need an environment that realizes the means in order to achieve the goal. By environment, you mean other people. Yeah. You have teachers and students there and all the means in order to realize all this. And how will the influence of other people in all these things make me more efficient? You'll learn from them. You'll be among them. By acting out of your qualities of envy, lust, honor, the desire for self-realization, you'll get strength from them and you'll continue realizing yourself. And without a supportive environment, what happens with a person? No. A person is a social creature. He needs the environment. He gets all of his forces from it. It's like a seed in the ground. It needs an environment, moisture, warmth, minerals, everything. Today there are even people that prefer not to work from home, but to rent some common space where they can work together with other people. The main thing is to have other people around them because it really inspires them. And right. What happens when we're alone? Why can't we be as efficient? Who'll influence me to work? If I look at others, then I work too, out of envy. Envy. Yeah, it's a tremendous force. Does being efficient contradict experiencing life emotionally? Is efficiency opposed to emotions? Why? No. You know, efficiency sounds like a machine. A computer is efficient. The more expensive the computer is, the more efficient it is. It works better, doesn't waste time, so I'll pay more for it. So efficiency is related, in your gut feeling, it's related to something very technical, like a machine. To the contrary, it doesn't relate to quantity, but to quality. The quality of what? The quality of discernments. Not quantity. A computer can run billions of actions per second. But this isn't what I want. I don't work like a computer. I have to carry out actions that are qualitative and not quantitative actions, something that the computer doesn't know how to do. A computer can't choose the direction I should develop in life. We see it a lot in the development of the generations. My generation, the Y generation, is considered to be a generation that is no longer willing to achieve the goals of the previous generation. They don't want to spend their time on a fancy career or whatever, but they want to leave time for other things. It seems that the generations are developing in the direction that you're talking about, how to use our time more effectively, qualitatively. Even in technological development, we see that we're paying more attention to the qualitative development than the quantitative one. And gradually, through our egoistic development, it leads us to the question about the meaning of life. I want to ask, why do we have a good feeling every time that we achieve something, we complete something, we fulfill our ego? And it's a terrible feeling when we fail. What can be worse? Why does it fill our ego so much? Because it's all my nature. The will to receive is my nature. What do I enjoy? Achievements. The greater I am, the better I am than others, or not even others, than myself. I set out to achieve a certain goal, and I achieved it, meaning I overcame something, I elevated myself. But that you're trying to overcome all the time and advance and succeed and this and that and achieve the goals that you set out to achieve, doesn't that eventually put a person into a life of stress that he all the time wants to be efficient and successful and goal-oriented like a robot or something? So let's take a robot, and it'll be the most efficient thing in the world. Again, a robot will do it quantitatively, but not qualitatively. We have to be very efficient qualitatively wise. Meaning what? In choosing a more correct goal, in choosing more correct means in order to achieve that goal. And our goal is to achieve the meaning of life. This efficiency you just talked about, that a person wants to be efficient and to see that he didn't waste his time and his day and so on, doesn't it put a person under unnecessary stress? It's possible that a person will experience stress and tension along the way, but it's all in direction of the goal that a person's realizing his life. He's realizing all the abilities that he got from nature, from birth. He only has to be in the correct environment to use it, especially in order to direct himself more correctly at the goal, so that the environment will more correctly direct him, so that he'll realize himself in this environment. What would you define as a waste of time? To flow in life. Meaning, just so, to follow my body that only wants to rest like a cat laying in the sun, feeling good. This is how my will to receive pulls me to this kind of life, this kind of position. That's the worst thing. And on the other hand, that without stress, without pressure, but in a balanced, considered way, I choose how to advance toward the meaning of life. So it's important for our time to always be pre-planned. Our time depends on how we plan it. That's all there is to it. And suppose you planned your entire day. You planned your week, you planned your month, maybe you even planned the entire year. You wrote it in your calendar, you signed your name, you made your plan. It's perfect. After a certain period of time, you examine your plan and you see that you were brain scattered to a certain extent. What's the right attitude? How should I feel about it? If I set out to achieve a certain goal, and for the time being, it seems to me as the correct goal, then we already talked about this. I have to determine the means in order to achieve this goal. I predetermined everything. After a certain period of time, I look back and I tell myself, Olin, you were only 30% efficient. You could have been 100% efficient. You were only 30% efficient. What do I think about that other 70%? Again, the environment. What should I tell myself? That I have to be more connected with the correct environment for it to orient me more correctly, because I see that I myself have a tendency to run away from things. And so if I have this kind of environment, then it will push me and will direct me correctly, remind me of what's important, everything. My connection with the environment promises me to live a correct life with the correct goal. Previously, we talked about children, and you said that from young age, we have to explain to them about the ability to choose their goal in life and not to be led blindly after other goals. What other ways are there to teach them how to be efficient? Should they learn how to follow a schedule from young age or give them more freedom? If there is the correct environment, then it will arrange everything. Everything will be arranged by the environment. Otherwise, they'll feel suppression from their parents and you won't have a good relationship. Today, the approach is that children should follow a very clear agenda. It's called monkey see, monkey do, through pressure. A person needs the environment because, to begin with, this is how he's built, that he's connected with the environment and he's willing to accept the different burdens that society might give him. He wants to be as successful as others are, and so on. So the main thing for us as parents is to put our children in the correct environment. Nothing else works. We see how the younger generation disregards everything. I have a personal question. Do you have a calendar? Of course. Do you plan what are you going to do during the day, during the week? Are you planning these things? I have a calendar for at least a year ahead where everything's planned. Well, not everything, but whatever I can. So, suppose you plan something. How do you make sure that you will actually carry out what you planned? I'm connected with the environment, with society, other people. Yeah, that the activities that you planned depend on other people. Yeah, I'm sure that there are things that you do on your own. How do you make sure that you actually do them? You plan to do it, it's good to do it, and I'll do it at this and this time. How do you make sure that you really do it? I don't make sure. I know that I have to do different things on social media to write things. To write things, yeah. Wait just a second here. To learn, to write, these are things that you do personally with yourself. You sit in your office, on your computer, and work. What makes sure that you really do what you wanted to do? Importance. The importance of my work. The importance of my goal. I have a mission. That's important to you. Yeah. Give me some advice. If I want to succeed in what I set out to achieve, what's the most important thing to determine that will make sure that I will do what I set out to do? Work on the importance. What do you mean? I see how the world's escalating, what's going on in life. And I'm thinking, how can I improve things? How can I somehow maybe change the direction in which mankind's going, or at least the people of Israel? And this is what pushes me to work. I'm following my teachers. Good. My next question is about your teacher. I heard you say many times that your teacher, the great Baruch Shalom Alevi Ashlag, who was a great Kabbalist, he was all the time in a rush. Where was he rushing to all the time? Why are Kabbalists always in a rush? To correct the world? To correct man? Does it make them efficient people? Yeah, but it's not about the speed at which they do everything in haste. There's like a feeling that time doesn't exist. We have to catch up with mankind's deterioration and the deterioration of nature that's caused by mankind. We have to try and advance ourselves in such a way that we'll be able to change our entire direction from descent to ascent. In the meantime, we're in deterioration, I'd say in a kind of free fall. What's going on today is a free fall. And I hope that we will be able to, because according to the wisdom of Kabbalah, we can stop ourselves and start changing direction. So Kabbalists see the process that mankind's in, that we're falling behind. Where are we exactly, or what are we falling behind in? We have to change our attitude toward nature, toward ourselves, toward society, towards everything, meaning man has to change his attitude toward everything that's outside of him. Change how? From hate to love, from competition to connection. What's the connection between being efficient and also contributing, benefiting mankind? I measure my efficiency according to the extent to which I'm beneficial to mankind. This is all there is to do. So it's not necessarily about how much did I get done. It's about how much more could I have maybe influenced mankind to change for the better, in direction of connection. In your eyes, this is an efficient person? This is actually the only thing that mankind is missing, connection. And the extent to which we can cause everyone to connect, this is actually how efficient we are. If I want to measure how efficient I am today, you can measure, please. So according to the way you see things, it's how beneficial was I in helping people to connect? Yeah. How much did I explain what the source of evil is? And the great danger that mankind's facing, and the extent to which people understood that it's possible to change things and even succeed. Thank you very, very much, Dr. Lightman. We wish you all the best. Thank you, Tal. Thank you for being with us. Till next time, all the best.